Bears, Packers, Lakefront, noon, Sunday, division on the line.
Brandon Marshall's fired up. Tom Thayer's fired up. Bears, Packers, this is Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, biggest game of the season, fiercest rivals, thoughts on Bears, Packers.
What did you learn in week two? That's what you have to go back all the way, almost seems like a season ago, and take and see what you did well against the Green Bay Packers. They sacked them five times. Aaron Rodgers is going to understand that this offensive line has some susceptibilities. The front four, the front seven, the front eight is still there. They got to bring that attack. They got to limit that time that Aaron Rodgers has when he makes his drop to define his target. If they can do that and keep Aaron Rodgers in a cautious type of mindset, that's going to give them an advantage. And what can you do right now offensively? You can run the ball to the edges. I think the protection the last couple weeks has been really solid. Make sure the initial start of the game is solid, you know, is the game plan that you devise. Make sure that if it's a pass, it's a completion. If it's a run, it's for positive yards. First sack of the first Green Bay game, or excuse me, first play of the first Green Bay game was a sack. Make sure that you have that first play identified as success under any circumstances.
X's and O's wise, the Bears have not fared very well against the Packers' defense. 3-4 defense. What has been some of the issues, and how do they rectify those on Sunday?
You know, I look at it as Green Bay having an advantage when they play at home because everything is initiated because of the support of their crowd noise. Now you have to understand, when you go to the line of scrimmage, you have to have plays that are well-devised against any type of shift you can make against a 3-4 defense, and that's the key. It's not what defense they're going to play or where they're going to position the different personnel. It's got to make sure that the offense understands their assignments coming off the ball. And then, because they're going to be able to hear the command of the voice of Jay Cutler, they're going to be able to initiate movement. So that should put the offensive player in a more efficient position to start the play than if you're trying to initiate the same offensive performance in a hostile environment in Green Bay.
Let me ask you about the Bears' defense. The last 2 weeks, Russell Wilson, NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Last week, Adrian Peterson, NFC Offensive Player of the Week. What does the Bears' defense need to do better this Sunday against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers?
Well, who's the most important guy in the offense for the Green Bay Packers? It's Aaron Rodgers. Figure out a way to limit his pass time and make sure you keep him in the pocket. Last week, he had the longest touchdown run of his career for 27 yards. So that's going to be the key element, is make sure when you aggressively pursue Aaron Rodgers that you also keep him contained inside the pocket. As much as Adrian Peterson did last week, I thought the Bears' defense overall played well against the run. They gave up the 51-yarder, but it was limiting after that.
This is obviously a huge game and a huge rivalry. Lovie Smith was 7-3 against Green Bay in his first 5 years. Since then, the Bears have lost, they've only won one game, lost seven. Tell me about psychologically, you played against Green Bay forever. Are the Packers in the Bears' heads in terms of dominating the rivalry of late?
No, because the only game that's the most important is the game Sunday. You have to put what happened behind you. They've had some good performances, so have the Bears. The Bears have had some poor performances against other teams in the league. However, I think Lovie was smart when he said, let's leave last week's game behind and only look forward. And that's what you have to do, because the reality of it is they have to beat Green Bay Sunday. And it would waste time looking at the past. Only look at what you need to do in the future to improve your overall performance.
Tom, this week's Twitter question is from Justin McCord. He wants to know, can the Bears protect Jay Cutler this week with Clay Matthews back in action?
That's a good question. I think that's everybody's waiting to see since the second week of the season. But I think they have a more well-devised pass protection scheme that they've developed throughout the season. Sometimes there are going to be some real difficult challenges both for Jonathan Scott and Jamarcus Webb in terms of one-on-ones against Clay Matthews if he does play recovering from the hamstring. So again, I think they have a well-devised scheme. But, you know, test Clay Matthews. See how conditioned he is. See how his hamstring is healed. See if he has the same amount of push and the force against him. So again, he may be back in the game, but you've got to test him to see where he's bad at both mentally and physically.
Tom, every week we pick a player that's going to have a significant impact on the game. Make your case for somebody.
When I look at the Green Bay Packer offensive line, I'm looking for a big performance out of Julius Peppers. I'm not saying Julius Peppers has to come into this game and get six sacks himself. What he has to do is initiate that penetration that puts everybody else on high alert. And the guy that has to be on high alert is Aaron Rodgers. So if you take Julius Peppers and give us an all-pro performance, I think he could do big things for the entire front seven.
I'm going to go with Brandon Marshall. I absolutely loved his comments during his press conference about the Green Bay Packers, saying he dislikes them. He's not going to use the word hate. He said this is the biggest game of his career, and he's going to play it like it's the last game of his career. He brought a lot of that attention on himself. I think he's going to step up big time. The Packers took him out of the first game by playing some two-man coverage against him. Brandon Marshall is fired up. I can't wait to watch him play on Sunday. Tom, great analysis as always. I know you and I both do not want to see the Packers win the division championship on Sunday. Huge game for the Bears. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for watching Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.